Blog Talk Radio.
With IMTM Worldwide Radio. Apologize. If y'all don't know, in Tallahassee, there's supposed to be a tornado or something like that around here. So been trying to kind of make sure that everything goes right. So bear with me as I finally got this working again. My network is very, very, very slow. So bear with me as I pull up some of my documents here. I want to welcome everybody who is online and listening so far. This is episode 9. Of IMTM Worldwide Radio, and tonight's topic deals with models and photographers in the industry. The question is, when should a model pay for a photo shoot, and when should a photographer pay a model? As of late, there are a lot of people in the industry that I've dealt with personally that has brought that question up, and I want to bring that out to the crowd this evening. For people who've not listened to the show before, the show is all about the industry, people getting started in it, people being proactive in it. It's a forum to where you find out information, get to learn about people, and have a little fun. You get to learn, of course, about the talent that I get to work with on a regular basis as well. Be sure to visit myspace.com/IMTMForever and also twitter.com/IntellectATL. For my Twitter page. So let's see if I can get this working and get us started tonight. Tonight I have some special guests. The Collins twins are going to be with me tonight. It was actually their idea to bring this topic up, and I want to definitely get to talk to them. So let me get them on the air. Let's see if they're here. I think they are. Hello, ladies. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey.
Hey, got it working. Introduce yourself to the audience.
Hey, everybody. I'm Stacy.
And I'm Tracy, and we're the Collins twins.
And you might have seen us in some music videos, and we've graced some magazines.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Tonight, like I said, our topic is when should a model pay for a photo shoot and when should a photographer pay for a model? So questions. Stacy, you brought this topic to me. Why do you think it's important to talk about in the first place?
Mm-hmm. Well, we had some conversations with a few of our model friends that pay for photo shoots, and they weren't happy with the quality of their photos. So I just feel like it's important to bring awareness. When models are dealing with photographers who are saying that they have to pay for photos and all that stuff, and as far as TFT, some models are not even sure what that means.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's definitely an issue right off the jump then. Well, let me ask you this then. Since you brought up the fact that you had models not happy with their stuff, tell me what experiences y'all personally had on a shoot where you paid for it and then a shoot where you didn't pay for it.
Well, we haven't had any bad experiences with photographers. All the rest of us have been good with shoots that we have paid for or we didn't pay for. There are very few models that are actually getting paid for shoots right now. It's probably more TFPs or models paying photographers right now. So, but our experiences were good.
Okay. Well, when do you think it's necessary for a model to pay for a photo shoot?
I think that a model should pay for a shoot when he or she finds an exceptional photographer that can help build their current portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And the photographer has stated that they don't do TFT. Some photographers do TFT and some do not. And I do think that if the model is more branded than the photographer, then I don't think that the model should have to come out of the pocket for that shoot.
Okay.
And it's all about who reaches out to who. If the model reaches out to the photographer, if the photographer reaches out to the model first.
Okay, and I will go ahead and bring that up. That is a big point that I've always mentioned, to where who reaches out to who, because at that point is the burden of proof for the other person to say, do you really want me that bad? Because time is involved, of course. We want to be fair about it, but as a talent, if someone comes to the talent and says, I would love to have you, if that talent already really has a bevy of pictures, that is time that has to be invested, and especially depending on who that talent is and what they've done, I think it's valid for that photographer to be able to do so. Which actually brings me to the next question. When do you think it is necessary for a photographer to pay you for your time? If either of y'all have either, well, of course, y'all shot together all the time, but when do you think it's necessary for a photographer to come to y'all and say, I need y'all, what will it take? Tell me that.
If a photographer comes to us about a photo shoot, then we're expecting to be booked and therefore getting paid. If someone says that they want to do a TFT with us, it just depends on the quality of their work and what we already have in our portfolio.
Okay.
And then also, we're not going to shoot with every photographer who's willing to pay us. You know, if their quality is less than the quality already in our portfolio, then it kind of wouldn't make sense to shoot with them just because they're willing to give us money. Like, money is not that big of a deal when you're talking about quality anyway.
Yeah, but it's the name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's still your name and your image that's going to be out there one way or the other, and that's something else that I stress. You know, sometimes it's just not that important because at the end of the day, somebody's going to see that picture somewhere. So let me ask you this then, for the models that might be listening right now, what important factors are there to consider when searching for a photographer to work with?
I think that models should look at a lot of factors when trying to do a photo shoot, a separate photo shoot. Like, they should look at what kind of resume does this photographer have, how is the lighting and quality of his photos, what type of look in his portfolio could benefit yours. What else? I think that's about it. Those are the main things that we look at. With the resume, we look at number one anyway, because we want to see how this is going to be beneficial to us.
Okay, definitely. And especially for the fact that you're always looking to go forward, so that next shot, that could be it, you know, depending on what you're trying to push for. Is it, are you trying to do something in film? Are you trying to do something for a magazine? Are you trying to do something for beauty and hair industry? You know, you always are looking for that, of course, but like you said, there's just so many things, and it's a thought process, of course. Well, let me ask you this general question for both of y'all. What do you want to tell other models that might be listening across the country about the industry or regarding the industry that you think is, you know, it could be two or three things that are important to y'all, but what do y'all think that other models need to know regarding the industry today?
Oh, there's too much.
two or three things.
Know that the modeling industry isn't going anywhere. So just make sure that you have everything in order. Make sure your education is priority. Make sure your priorities are in order. The modeling industry will always be there. And as far as photos, sometimes you have to pay to get the best photos. You don't necessarily have to just do a TFT all the time.
Sometimes some of the best photos are not even doing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. Well, definitely, I appreciate y'all. I've been working with y'all for a good little bit now, off and on for the last couple of years, and I've really, you know, enjoyed the fact that, you know, y'all are doing stuff in the industry, despite the fact that y'all do stuff, you know, y'all do have jobs, you know, y'all have, you know, had school in the past, and of course, both of y'all have graduated since then, but y'all work really hard, and it's starting to really pay off for y'all now. Where can people find y'all at? Y'all mentioned a couple of magazines, things of that nature. If, you know, name some of those things that people can see y'all in.
Well, and you can just go to our MySpace and see our resume and everything we've done in the past. That's myspace.com/Collins Twins. For right now in 2010, we are focused more on getting printed in magazines and possibly getting into film and acting. We're not really too worried about music videos this year. So.
Okay. All right. Cool, cool. Well, you mentioned the MySpace. Do y'all have a Twitter page?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can follow us at twitter.com/TheCollinsTwins.
All right. Well, again, I'm very excited to have y'all on as one of my first guests for my hour show. And I hope to have y'all on again. Y'all definitely please, you know, call in anytime y'all want to, okay?
Okay. No problem.
All right, thanks, Stacey and Tracy.
All right, no, thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, y'all, well, that was our first guest for the night, and what I want to do is, again, mention that to find out anything more about the twins, they mentioned their page, but you can also find their page off of my page, myspace.com/intellectATL. You can check them out. If you got any other questions you might want to hit them up about, you can go to my Gmail for imtmworldwideradio@gmail.com, and you can send some follow-up questions that you might have in regards to the twins. Let's see here. I think Mr. Mike is on. So since I was a little bit late coming on, I'm going to go ahead and get Mike White on the line in a second instead of doing some commercials and music. So hold on one moment. Let's see here. Hello, Mike. You on the line? Hello, Mike. You on the line for me, man? Hello, Mike. This is not Mike. Hold on. There's Mike.
Chris, can you hear me?
There you go. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's good with you, Chris?
What's going on? I clicked on the wrong person. Yeah, give me a little. Like I said, I'm still working out my network here. As far as time and everything. Well, of course, we had the Collins twins on a little bit, and what I want you to do is kind of introduce yourself to the world.
Hello, world. My name is Michael White. I represent Studio 525 Photography based out of Atlanta, Georgia. I've been in business for the last 6 years, and I worked with Chris for the last three.
All right, I appreciate that. And let's just jump into it with you. Now, you heard the twins and their perspectives in regards to photographers and models. In your experience, when do you think it's time for a model to actually pay for a photo shoot?
Preferably, my thing is a model should pay for a photographer when she finds one that understands photography, understands the business of photography, and also can bring something to that model, as well as coaching and advice. You know,
mm-hmm.
And the best and the most advice I can give a model is do your research, do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go with a fly by night photographer, someone here today and who's tomorrow. If I was a model looking for a photographer, first thing I'd do is see what kind of information I can find on the web.
Exactly.
Is he legit? You know, if someone's in business, have a model ever asked to see a business license? There's a lot of information out there. You know, anybody can say they're a photographer. Are they paying taxes? Are they certified, bona fide to do this profession? Do they have any formal training? You know, there's a lot out there to separate photographers.
That's true. And you've actually brought up a point that has actually slipped my mind in 2 years. It's one question I've never asked, usually because I'm always talking to the photographers at one point in time, and I've worked with certain ones in myself that it never has really come up, but definitely that's something I need to start throwing out there. Look for a business license. What is different from you shooting unpaid mic when you shoot paid?
Repeat that for me, Chris. I missed it.
Oh, sorry. What is in regards to you shooting? What is different from you shooting unpaid and when you shoot paid? As far as like if someone works with you on a TFP basis and then somebody's actually paying you for your time, what differences are there in your shooting, or are there any?
There's not any different in styles or technique. The difference is at the end of the day, I'm hoping to build a relationship from that TFP. I don't want it to be a one shot deal. The difference is I want you to come in. I want you to grow a comfort level with you. So when you come, when you do decide, hey, I would like to work with this guy. But on the real tip is that if I don't ever lay the foundation, if I shoot you free twice, you'll never ever pay me.
I got you. Okay, well that makes logical sense to me. And me, like I said, us working together on a few shoots and things of that nature, and you've shot some of the models that I work with. Like I said, I know I have a comfortability factor with you and whatnot. But at the same time, when it's time to, you know, make that payment, it gets done. Or if it's a matter of, you know, I know you're very timely when it comes to, you know, kicking out work as far as the photographs and things of that nature, editing, things of that nature, and I definitely appreciate that. Let me ask you this question. What do you think is the biggest misconception when it comes to models if they don't pay for a photo shoot and when they do? What, especially, I would say, in the market like the Atlanta market, what do you think when a model doesn't pay for a shoot, what happens or what's supposed to happen? And when they pay for a shoot, what happens or what's supposed to happen? What do you think about that?
Well, the biggest misconception is, and it's either whether it's paid, if it's models need to understand, if it's a TFP, it's a trade for time and print, there's no way in the world that you're going to get every total shot that comes from that session.
Mm-hmm.
It's untrue, and it's just basically not going to happen. We're not living in D.C. There's no such thing. Everybody wants a monetary value. I sell my wedding photos on the average of $15 to $20 an hour, so If my camera's spitting out 8x10 prints and I do a 300 photos, there's no way a model could pay me $6,000. I know
exactly.
That she knows that. You know, we have to come to a medium terms. You know, and what's fair is fair. If my market value is $15 for my 8x10, and we shoot, so in a 3 hour period, we've shot and. So, like I say, we can put a value on a shoot, or we can put a value on time. You know, it equals out. It's just a matter of being fair. There's nothing wrong with TFP if both parties benefited. But if I've been shooting for many, many years, and I've got a big stock of beautiful models, you know, it's hard for me to just accept any TFP because I can't. There's nothing I can do with the print. You know, I'm not an agent. I don't act as an agent.
Yeah.
I work as an independent photographer.
Yeah.
I pay my own bills. I have no one fronting the cash. And if I buy a camera, if I'm not paying cash, I'm financing. I might be financing it for 5 years. So I've got to have some type of monetary value.
And if anything, I don't think that's unreasonable for most, depending on who they are and whatnot, and if they understand the situation. But like you said, it's your business. It's an investment that you have to make, and you're working hard at it. And once you have proven yourself enough, you show value in what you're doing, and you're able to say, hey, I have rates if you want to shoot with me. Unless I just have to shoot you, or we can come to an agreement that both of us will mutually benefit, like you said, then something else can be arranged. But at the end of the day, I think most models do understand that they want to pay for something quality-wise. That's what they have to do. Let me ask you this. Let's see, where's my questions at again? Oh, here we go. What are your, for you to tell people, let me ask you this question first. Have you actually paid for a model to shoot with you? And if not, why? And if so, why?
I have offered to pay my, I've offered to, when models come to town, to split the hotel bills. I've offered models, but like I say, every model is not on the same level.
Yeah.
You know? You got to figure out how serious you are and where you at. You know, I love having models come from out of town to shoot with me. You know, as a weekend getaway or something, just put in the time and the work.
Gotcha. Okay.
But once again, you know, for me as well, I've also offered models. If you come to shoot, I take care of the gas and I buy the lunches. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there's no such thing as we want you to do something for free or we want you to do that. You know, at the end of the day, we do understand you got to pay for your makeup, you got to pay for your wardrobe. You know, I want you to feel like you benefited from the shoot. And once again, it's building that level of confidence who you're working with.
Yeah, and I've always mentioned that, too, to the models in regards to it takes time for them to get themselves together and things of that nature. And so on the self-worth side, both the photographer and the model have it. And it's just, like I said, that equilibrium of trying to make sure that both parties do benefit from working together. Let me ask you one more question. What are your suggestions for those making decisions on who to use for a photographer, in your opinion, Mike?
Just like I said earlier, do your research. If you want to shoot somebody, go to the internet and pull up his name. See what comes up. If you only find the MySpace page, that should give you a clue. Because
yeah.
If you're invested in yourself, you should have your own website.
Yeah.
And that's the number one sign. Do
okay.
your research. If you want to see credentials, ask for credentials. Ask what they've done. Ask for references.
Now, that's a big one, too, and that's going to probably be my last question for you. Asking questions, there's nothing wrong with that. There's such a thing as too many questions. Everybody who knows me knows I'll ask every question under the sun. So for a model, especially a female model, it is not beyond reasonableness to just ask for stuff. So that way you have – anybody who wants to work with the model should want to give as much information up as possible to make sure that they're actually comfortable. So I appreciate you bringing up that point. You kind of mentioned at the beginning, go ahead and tell people how to reach you again, Mike.
Yeah, you can reach me at my personal website, which is www.studio-525.net. And like I say, you're more than welcome to Google it, and it'll come up, the MySpace and everything else will come right up.
All right. Well, again, I really appreciate you coming on this evening. You know, you're a busy man and everything, and I'm trying to make sure that this show kind of goes off on the right note, despite I got a couple of technical difficulties happening right now. But I'm going to let you go for now, but be sure to definitely yourself call in, let people know about the show. I really appreciate the support, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot, man. We'll be in touch. Be good.
All right, thanks. All right, everyone. That was Mike White, Studio 525. He's located in Atlanta. And right now, give me a minute because I'm actually trying to reboot everything right here. In the meantime, I'm probably going to try to go to a little bit of a commercial break and actually play y'all a little bit of music from my group, Flying Without Wings. They actually might be calling at the bottom of the hour. As soon as I get that done, I'm going to be getting Jasmine Rosado of Jasmine Design and Photography on. And then right after that, Corey Chester of COC Photography will be on. And then I'll have an audience participation for the rest of the show. So just bear with me. And as I'm getting my switchboard back up again, I'll go ahead and mention the show is going to be an hour long at first. I'm going to try to do it at least once a week. And everyone is always welcome to call in, give their opinions on whatever the topic of the week is. You can always check out the show at blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide Radio. You can email me questions or possible topics at imtmworldwideradio@gmail.com. Of course, if you want to find out about innovative model and talent management, you can check me out at myspace.com/imtmforever. The website is coming up soon. You can go to www.imtmworldwide.com, and we're working on that as well. So bear with me. I'm actually going to take a little bit of a break, see if I can get some of this system working. But as soon as we come back, we're going to have Jasmine Rosado on from Jasmine Design and Photography down there in Miami. I see she's on the line. So, Jasmine, if you're on, still stick with me. I know you're driving, but I'm going to get you on in a second, okay? IMTM Worldwide Radio. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
I know you see my hoodie, XB Aladesh. I know you see my shoes, XB Aladesh. I know you peep the brain, XB Aladesh. XB Aladesh, that means I'm also fresh. I know you see my watch, XB Aladesh. I know you see my fitted, XB Aladesh. I know you peep my tee, XB Aladesh. XB Aladesh, that means I'm also fresh. See when I'm coming through, ninjas don't got a clue. My style on another level, higher than the moon. I'm sealing all the tunes on your mummified style. You look like Dr. Robotnik, I'm supersonic now. And I'm limpy and running miles around your speed. If you're trying to catch me, you probably need a seed. Or falling behind as if you were special needs. And I can just imagine the help that you would need. And oh, that was so unpolitical. But please tell me, why it's so critical? I'm feeling super duper on my metaphysical. But I'm all a dash when you check my physical, it's no competition. See, I'm on a mission. They call me Eagle Eye, I got superior vision. I'm above and beyond what you usually on. So, XB Aladesh, while the rest is just something less. I know you see my hoodie, XB Aladesh. I know you see my shoes, XB Aladesh. I know you peep the brain, XB Aladesh. XB Aladesh, that means I'm also fresh. I know you see my watch, XB Aladesh. I know you see my fitted, XB Aladesh. I know you peep my tee, XB Aladesh. That means I'm also fresh.
Gee, they weren't expecting me to come out like this, bro. So it's only right I break their hearts and the mold. I'm a beast, yeah, on animal. Eating ninjas up, call me Mrs. Hannibal. The feeling is so fresh, it isn't tangible. And this is not a test, I'm on my missing mode. The kicks so fly, they are not landable. And the flow so hard, it isn't manageable. I'm on my XB Aladesh. I XB Aladesh and I XB Aladesh. I'm flying without wings, so I'm something unheard of. I start my own trend, I'm the one that they learn from. Ha! It's ironic what I'm flowing, bro. I feel I'm staring with the words that I'm feeling, though. Oh, it's XB Aladesh. And what does it mean? It means I'm also fresh.
I know you see my hoodie, XB Aladesh. I know you see my shoes, XB Aladesh. I know you peep the brain, XB Aladesh. XB Aladesh, that means I'm also fresh. I know you see my watch, XB Aladesh. I know you see my fitted, XB Aladesh. I know you peep my tee, XB Aladesh. XB Aladesh, that means I'm also fresh. I know you see me, but nah, you cannot see me, so XB Aladesh, go ahead and check my fresh. I know you see me.
All right, y'all, this is Chris with IMTM Worldwide Radio back on the line again. That was XB Aladesh from Flying Without Wings. Ironic and VC might be on later on tonight, so if y'all get to stay online, definitely check them out. In a second, we're going to be getting Jasmine Rosado of Jasmine Design and Photography on the line from Miami. Just want to update everybody on what's been going on up till now. We've had the Collins twins from Atlanta on talking about our topic tonight. When should a photographer pay a model for a photo shoot, and when should a model pay a photographer for the photo shoot? We've also talked to Mike of Studio 525, a photographer out of Atlanta that I've worked with in the past. And in a second, we're going to talk to Miss Jasmine of Jasmine Design and Photography out of Miami. So let's see if we can get her on the line right here. Hey, Jasmine.
Hi, Chris.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Thank you for being patient with me, all my technical stuff going on. So we'll get right into it. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, Jasmine.
My name is Jasmine. I'm a young photographer originally from Fort Myers. I just started working in Miami, just moved. I've been doing photography for about 2 years, and I worked with quite a few of Chris Royster's models.
On those pictures came out really, really good, by the way.
You broke up a lot. I didn't hear anything of what you just said.
Uh-oh. I think that I saw your picture from the Fort Myers beach.
I had a lot of fun in that shoot. The pictures came out really good.
Well, they came out good.
Yeah,
Jasmine, don't put you on hold, okay? Hello? Oh, I think we just lost Jasmine. So I know she's going to call back, and she said that she's going to be going through some places where her signal's going to be on and off. So she'll call back. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump to our other photographer. His name is Corey of COC Photography. He's also out of Atlanta. And just be waiting for Jasmine to call back. And then my switchboard just reset it on me. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get Corey on the line. Corey is 422. Here we go. Hello, Corey.
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? And just let Jasmine, I know you're back on the line. We're going to get you after I talk to Corey, okay? So don't go nowhere. I know your calls might be dropping, so we'll get you. Corey, how you doing tonight, man?
All right.
All right. I appreciate you being on. Tell the audience about yourself a little bit for me.
I'm Corey Chester, COC Photography. Been shooting for about, 13 years now. Well, actually 14 years now this year. Been professional. Actually, I made it my own company professional for the last 3 years. And this year looking to merge more so into the product market.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting. Okay. Well, tell me then, you know what the we've been talking about as far as the topic tonight, and I know that you definitely, with your experience and you shooting, I've worked with you a couple of times, and I've seen a lot of your work. In your experience, when do you think it's time for a model to pay for a photo shoot?
Well, to reiterate on what some of your other people have actually said, actually when she contacts me, like, basically, my business is a business, so if she contacts me, and actually, it works several different ways, but if she contacts me, asks me what some price is, some range, what does she get, you know, then, of course, that's a business thing, and, of course, she should be looking to pay. Now, if someone contacts me through MySpace or Model Mayhem or any other various sites that's out there that or the forum networks that I'm on, and presents a great idea, then that's upon the discretion. I may want a little, I may want my full price, but that's just depending upon if I can benefit from it or if she is the only beneficiary. She's the only beneficiary, she must say.
Okay, I understand that. That makes sense, too. Let me ask you this then question, because I'm asking like the other photographers, what's different from you shooting unpaid than when you shoot paid, or is there a difference at all?
There's a huge difference. For one, unpaid is, for me, it's like a test. It's an experimental photo shoot. That's mainly for me. If it's unpaid, it's experimental. I'm trying out a new form of editing. I'm trying out a new form of capturing. I'm just trying out new things. Or it may be some pro bono work, you know, it might not be non-for-profit or something like that. And that's pretty much as for, like, the unpaid market. Now, paid work, if I become contacted by an art director of some sort and they're doing something for a commercial campaign, if a fashion designer gives me a call, if anything of that nature, and either I have to scout the model or they scout the model, then, of course, that's paid work. And in that sense, also, let me throw this in there.
Okay.
Unpaid work, majority of the time, I own all the copyrights, too. Paid work, I own no copyrights. And that's one huge difference.
Big point. That's a big point. That's one I always mention to all the models at the end of the day, is that ownership of stuff. And sometimes people take it lightly up until the point where, oh, somebody's interested in printing you, and then all of a sudden, oh, that photographer is not even in business anymore, or you can't find them and everything. It makes things to be a hassle. Rather than having that, pay for that shoot sometimes, especially if the photographer is really good, pay for that shoot and you can do what you need to have done.
Yeah, because the model release works, actually, the model release works both ways. So it's a release for the photographer, it's a release for the model as well. It just depends. And if we're both contracted for a company, then we sign a release to that company, and that company owns the copyright.
Okay. Well, that's a good explanation. I appreciate you bringing that up as well. What actually leads up to the next question, misconceptions. What do you think might be a big misconception? Again, you're in the Atlanta market when it comes to a model not paying for a shoot and then paying for a shoot.
Well, and being in the Atlanta market, which I'm pretty sure it's like the Florida market out there, and the New York market, and the L.A. market, basically you have some photographers, some models that are very, very beautiful. And they just deserve that. What actually they feel as if they deserve that they can go anywhere and get anything for free at any time because that's what they're used to.
Mm-hmm.
That's misconception number one. Bottom line is if I'm working, I have to be paid for my work, regardless of whom you are, where you have shot, where you have been, especially if you're not relevant. The person's not currently on TV, the person's not currently in print, when I say currently, I mean that month, it's not really going to benefit me. And then if I can't use the photos afterwards, it still is not going to benefit me at all. So that's one misconception. Second misconception, as for models doing TFPs or unpaid work, which TFPs is trade photos. I heard someone said they wasn't sure what that was, or TFCD is trade for your images on CD. And then basically the misconception too is that those models that, you know, do TFPs and want to, you know, have that, they think that walking in that everything is going to basically be given. Basically, you're on the discretion of the photographer. If you walk in, a photographer contacts you, you contact that photographer, and you have no idea. I mean, when I say no idea, you have no plan of what you're shooting, what type of style, what type of image. You just show up to shoot. Hopefully you know what you're going to shoot before you show up, but you're pretty much at the discretion of that photographer. I heard someone else say about the quality of work. You sign up for a photographer, you have seen his work before, hopefully, I hope you have, then you know pretty much what you're going to be getting, you know. And then also, misconception number three, all photographers don't edit their photos. All photographers are not editors.
Yeah, we know that.
And some photographers are not lighters either. You know, they have somebody else that can come out and light up their shoot for them or however. Experienced photographers usually do all of the above because at one point in time you had to do all of the above. But,
yeah.
You know, if you've ever been on a big set or, you know, shooting commercial, you would see that you have someone that does lighting. You have a photographer that just shows stages and shoots. You have an art director who puts everything together. You have your hairstylist. You have your wardrobe stylist. You have several key people that put all the things together. Now, as for paid, I don't think there is any misconception between paid. Because basically how I sell paid work is you come to me, I shoot all your work, give you all your images, and you own all copyrights. There's no paperwork done. There's no nothing. It's just pretty much I give you a receipt of sales, and that is it. You own all that. I do keep copies of all my work because it is my work, so I have to keep backups and everything else just in case in the future.
Well, I really hope that a lot of people did get to hear some of those expos in regards to this part of the business, because like I said, especially if you're just getting started, it's all about knowing stuff and having the knowledge. And there's so many that just kind of go out there willy-nilly, and if you don't have somebody to help you with getting that information, somehow or another you got to be able to put it together. Otherwise, you get yourself in a situation. So one last question. What are your suggestions for those making decisions on who to use for a photographer?
On who to use for a photographer. If it's paid, depending upon their price, I would say make sure that the quality of work speaks for itself. Also, if it's paid, find out if there is a theme to it. If there is not, if you're just in a studio, white background, lingerie, then I don't know. That's what majority models shoot these days, but that's another topic. Trade. As for trade, understand that you can trade many things. If a photographer, this is for those models that have some experience and have something, if a photographer is multifunctional, then understand that you can trade for different things. Like, basically, if you need your comp cards done, if you need business cards done, if you want a poster, if you want a billboard created or something like that, and a photographer has those capabilities, then you can trade for that. Because basically, if you're not in need of the photos that the photographer is requesting of your services, because basically you're trading for your images, if you're not in need of those images, you will receive those images, but you want to trade for something more significant. So that's my advice to women as for picking photographers. And for that, for paid, make sure their work is great. And if for trade, make sure that you're getting something of equal value for the trade.
All right, man. Well, Corey, I really appreciate it. And again, this is Corey. I'm talking to is COC Photography. One more time, how can people get in touch with you, Corey?
Corey Chester, Criminal Crop Photography. You can Google me, Criminal Crop Photography or COC Photography. You can also reach me at cocphotog.com, myspace.com/COC Photography, and modelmayhem.com/COC Photography.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to let you go for now. I'm going to go ahead and get Jasmine on the line, but I really appreciate your time. And let everybody know about the show, man. We'll have you on again soon, okay?
All right, you have a good evening.
All right, thanks. All right, everyone. Again, that was Corey, and I really appreciate the information he gave. Now we're going to give Jasmine a chance to talk about her perspectives on photography. Hey, Jasmine.
Hello.
Hey,
Chris, you're breaking up again.
Uh-oh. All right, let's see if we can get you off of Hello?
I can't hear you well at all.
Let's try it again.
You want me to hang up and call back?
Yeah, try it again.
Okay.
Okay. All right, everyone, that was Jasmine again. Now, in the meantime, what I'm going to do is, let's see, we've got 15 minutes left. We're going to do this strategically here. I'm going to play a little, another song from Flying Without Wings, because I actually see they're on. So I'm going to play a little bit of one of their songs, and then I'll probably get them on, and then we'll get Jasmine on. And then I do have callers on the line. I want to make sure I get them on, too. So I'm going to play around with this a little bit here. So y'all give me a second, okay? And Ironic. And what I'm going to do, I thought I said I was going to have them on next, but let me see if I can try Jasmine again real quick. Let's see. Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, Chris.
Okay, how's it coming now?
I can hear you a little better, but I don't know if it's going to be clear enough. I'm in the city now, so it's all, like, really muffly.
Okay, let's see if because I want to have you on the show, so if it might not be this episode, it might be the next episode, but tell people how they can get in contact with you, where you shoot, how you shoot, things of that nature, as much as you can.
You can get in contact with me by looking at my MySpace. It's myspace.com/jazziescrazy. That's spelled J-A-Z-Z-I-E-S. You could also email me at jasminerosado@gmail.com, and that's spelled J-A-S-M-I-N-R-O-S-A-D-O. There's no E in my name. You can also search for me on Facebook by my first and last name, or you can look for Jasmine Design and Sign, the symbol, Photography, and you'll find my Facebook page. That's about, I think, all the ways you can contact me.
Cool. I appreciate it. And basically, everyone, Jasmine, she was out of Fort Myers for a while. Now she's in Miami, like she's mentioned. So if you're in Southwest Florida at all and you feel like you want to get some good shots, she's somebody who she really makes you comfortable. I directed a shoot with her and Annalisa not too long ago. If you go to /IMTMCEO1, you'll get to see the live video of us shooting with her, so you can kind of get to see, you know, her style and whatnot. So definitely check that out when you get a chance as well, and as well as the pages. And if you want to get in touch with Jasmine, hit me up on my email. I'll get you in touch with her, IMTMWorldwideRadio@gmail.com. So Jasmine, we're going to get you back on when we get a better signal, but I appreciate you calling in and supporting the show. And like I said, we're going to get a lot of people to get to talk to you, okay?
All right. Thanks, Chris.
All right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to actually see if we can get Flying Without Wings on the line, because I see they're here still. So let me get them on the line now. This is actually turning out to be a pretty decent show so far. Hey, y'all, what's going on?
What's up, IMTM Radio?
Y'all, look at the intro. That's VC, y'all. Did y'all get to hear your music?
Yes, we did. We've been listening to the entire show. It's actually just me right now. Ironic has had a very busy work day, so she's taking a rest. Be on, but yeah, I've been listening to this show and it sounds like it's going pretty good.
All right, well, yeah, despite the fact that basically every 7 seconds I'm having to refresh my page and hopefully it doesn't shut down completely on me, I've been having to nip and tuck it and paste it with gum and everything, but it's going good so far. The information has been really good, and hopefully there was a lot of models who actually got to listen in to the photographers and the consequences talk about their opinions and whatnot. But I want to give you a couple of minutes because, like I said, y'all are responsible for my theme music. Y'all are responsible for the theme music for the TV show. And like I said, I've been playing y'all on the 15-minute increment. So I just want to let you give a little bit of a storyline about Flying Without Wings, you and Ironic, and what y'all been doing and what y'all are going to be doing in the future. So go take it away.
All right. So, of course, you know our story because you've been there since the beginning as a great advisor to us and have helped us get past a few things that could have not been a good decision for us to do. Pretty much, Flying Without Wings is a hip-hop electronic group. We are in Michigan right now, Grand Rapids, Michigan. We've been doing our thing since early 2009, had our first show in April. This summer we released an EP on iTunes. We've got a mixtape out called Hiptronica. You can type that into Google and it should come up. It's on datpiff.com, datpiff.com. Type in Hiptronica, we should come up. And we basically just been doing our thing. We actually have a show coming up in Detroit for the Fashion Massacre. Now, I know you guys, this is about a heavily involved conversation about fashion going on here, so I don't know if you guys have heard of that, but we will be performing at Detroit's Fashion Massacre, and I believe that is in Cobo Hall.
Okay.
That's going to be, I don't have the date on me, but I think if you go to our MySpace, which is www.myspace.com/FW2Music. You'll check that out.
Okay. Well, like again, y'all been doing a lot. I know y'all opened for Slum Village last year. Y'all been doing a lot of performances going up into the end of the year and going into this year, definitely. One of the biggest goals is, you know, getting more out of Michigan area and being able to touch those other areas. So anybody who's listening, definitely go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/FW2Music. Check them out. If you like them, tell the people about them. Like I said, I've been playing their music a lot as of late, and be playing it a lot more on my hour shows, of course, from now on. So y'all get to listen to some of their new stuff. I was going to download some new stuff tonight, but that's when my system crashed completely, and that's why the show started a little bit late. So next show, definitely you get to hear some new tracks from Flying Without Wings. Next time, you'll get to hear from Ironic, hopefully, the other half of this dynamic duo, as I like to say. Y'all pretty different out there as far as a girl and a guy in the group, so I'm really excited to see how 2010 ends out. Anything else you want to throw out there for the fans?
Nope. Just just come and just come check us out on MySpace, on Twitter. It's all FW2 Music. YouTube, all right,
cool.
Twitter, whatever you can think of.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate y'all coming in, or at least you coming in. Say hi to Ironic for me. I ain't talked to her in a little bit, but I appreciate y'all calling in for the night, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right, thanks, man. All right, that was VC, Flying Without Wings. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little bit of a snippet, and then I'm going to have all the callers call in and end out the show. So give me a second, and I'm going to pick one more song here, and I'll be right back. I'm back again. I'm going to see who I have on the line at this point, see if we can close out the show. I got 6 minutes left. And like I said, next show I'll be able to do a little bit more in regards to my timing. I had a lot of guests on. There was a lot of information to be given out. So I'll be able to make up for this on the other show because I did kind of mess up on time because my show started late. So I do apologize in advance. IMTM Worldwide Radio is in effect for 2010, finally. So let's see who this is right here. Got an Atlanta number, so let's... Uh-oh, wait a minute. Let's see, 704. That's the wrong button. Give me a second. Uh-oh, then my screen just refreshed. Hey, caller, who's this? Hello?
Hey, hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Allure. I was just listening. I really didn't have anything too much to say. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing fine. Hey, everyone, this is Allura. She's one of the lovely ladies from IMTM calling me from North Carolina, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Cool. All right. Well, since you were just listening, I'm going to see who else is on the line. But thank you for calling in and showing your support tonight. I really appreciate it, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, thanks. And let's see. I'm going to just jump on some of these just to make sure that everybody gets a chance to say a little something tonight. Hello, caller? Hello? Hello? Caller?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Nina German.
Hey,
I'm
Nina
sorry, I have a bad connection. I'm driving, so it's kind of hard to hear. I was just trying to listen to the show tonight.
That's fine. Well, I'm going to just give you a little quick shout-out, too, and go to the next caller. But this is Nina German out of South Carolina. She's also one of the young ladies working with IMTM currently. And anybody that you want to see who I get to talk to model-wise, you can go to myspace.com/IMTMForever. And all these girls have albums on there, Allura, Nina German, the Collins Twins even. All these people have albums on there, so check them out. Thank you for showing your support too, Nina, but I do kind of hear your static in the background there. But how do you think the show went so far?
I the part that I caught, I think it went very well. It was very informative.
All right, cool. I appreciate it. Now, I'm trying to work hard here. Hopefully next show I won't have too many technical difficulties, but it's turning out pretty cool. So I'm going to let you go. I'm going to see who else is on the line listening to the show, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Let's see who else is on the line here. Hello, caller. How you doing? Uh-oh. Didn't work. Hello, caller? Hello? All right, we'll try them again later. Hello, caller? Okay, they might not see me. All right, I know that's somebody. Let's see. Got 239 number on the line. Let's see who this is. Hello, caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Who might this be? Hello?
Hello, Carmella.
I can hear you. You're on the air.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, who is this?
Carmella.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Good. Been listening to the radio show.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it. What did you think of the show tonight?
I liked it. I liked hearing all the different photographers.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot since I'm a new model.
Well, that was the whole point of hopefully I got some information that either people might not have heard before or might not have heard it from a certain perspective, and I think tonight's show really did help. And if anything, I definitely will have another show like this again when I can make sure that all the systems and stuff is working, because like I said, I kind of got a little bit messed up with the time, but I think it went pretty good. So I appreciate you, of course, calling in. Again, it's important. You've been supporting the show from the very beginning. Both Annalisa and Carmella Basil, y'all are out of Fort Myers area, as well as other models such as Jerrica Lynn and Tamia Jules and Amaryllis and just a whole bunch of other people. Of course, Krista Elise just moved from Fort Myers. She's in my MIA. She's in Miami now. So she's going to be doing big things down there. So I'm really happy for her. Anything you would like to say before I let you go?
Just keep doing a good job, Chris.
Well, I appreciate that. It makes me feel good.
Okay.
Well, I really am trying hard, though. Well, let me do this. I have a minute left. Well, actually,
okay,
90
Chris.
Seconds. But I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. That was Miss Carmella Basil out of Fort Myers. Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to probably play one more track, and I'm going to let the show run out. Definitely check out the YouTube, youtube.com/IMTMCEO1. Check out my MySpace, myspace.com/IMTMForever. You can also hit me up on Twitter at twitter.com/IntellectATL. If you want to book any models or talent from the company, you can email me at imtmworldwide@gmail.com. If you have questions about the radio show itself, hit me up at imtmworldwideradio@gmail.com. And you can also hit me up about the other people that I did talk to tonight. If you're in Atlanta, if you're in the Florida market, Fort Myers or Southwest Florida, and you want to shoot with either Studio 525, COC Photography, or Jasmine Design and Photography, hit me up. I am going to play some music to run out the show, and I appreciate y'all listening. This is the first show, hopefully the first of many, and I really appreciate y'all. Y'all take care.
Here I come. And there they go. It's really kind of funny because they just don't know. See, I am a legend, but I'm not Will Smith, not Ray J. I got more than one wish. When I spit a hawk a loogie, you really thought you knew me. I sit at the top, so please do not confuse me. I'm a rebel revolution. You really cannot refuse me. Haters on a haterade, but it doesn't abuse me. In fact, it only fuse me, so I keep whipping. Please call me chick, because look, she's tripping. Yes, on occasion, make the ladies go crazy. And if that man's there, well, it really don't faze me. Back to the matter at hand, I do a better man. If you thought you wouldn't, it's been a change in plan. See, I'm so new, I don't really got no fans. But after this, I'm going to be a ID man, like pay-per-view, that's pay-per-view. And then I make sure you got to take the view. Ain't haters with the bet, my lasers aimed at ya. See, tricks off at you, I'm not playing with ya. Nah, you wanna act like your shit don't stink? You wanna act like your shit don't stink? Nah, you wanna act like your shit don't stink? Well, I can smell it from here. We're flying without wings, the way we do things. We're flying.